And now we join Sarah Castor-Perry for a look back in time to this week in science history.
This week in science history saw on the 28th of November 1660 the first meeting of the Royal Society, the oldest continuously running academy for sciences in the world. The beginnings of the Royal Society lie in the 1640s, when an invisible college of thinkers and philosophers began meeting to discuss natural philosophy of the day. On the 28th of November 1660, 12 of them, including Christopher Wren, Robert Boyle and Sir Robert Moray, held their first official meeting at Gresham College in London. After several changes of home over the years, including an emergency move after the Great Fire of London in 1666, the Society is now based at Carlton House Terrace in central London. The first use of the name the Royal Society came in 1661, and the Second Royal Charter of 1663 refers to it as the Royal Society of London for Improving Natural Knowledge. King Charles II himself expressed a wish to become a Fellow of the Society. A shift in the selection process for Fellows came in 1847, when it was decided that Fellows would be elected purely on the basis of their scientific prowess and body of work, whereas before, wealthy enthusiasts who weren't necessarily scientists were allowed to become fellows in the hope that they would become patrons of other members. Fellows of the Royal Society over the years have included some of the most famous scientists in the world, like Sir Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin, Ernest Rutherford, Albert Einstein, Francis Crick and James Watson, and Stephen Hawking. Since 1661, the Society has been publishing books and academic journals, with Proceedings of the Royal Society being one of the most prestigious journals to be published in. Series A covers physics, maths and engineering, and Series B covers biology. It also publishes several other journals, including Philosophical Transactions, which has been in print since 1665, making it the longest-running scientific journal in the world. The Society also acts as an impartial advisor on science to policymakers, and despite advising the UK government on current scientific issues that today include things like GM foods and low-carbon energy sources, it's independent from the government. The Society's motto, given in 1663, is Nullius in Verba, which roughly translates as take no one's word for it, expressing the Society's belief in the importance of empirical, experimental proof and an unwillingness to bow to external authority. Since 2005, the astrophysicist Lord Martin Rees has been president of the Society. He's also the Astronomer Royal and Master of Trinity College, Cambridge. In 2010, the Society will celebrate its 350th anniversary, and there will be events across the UK to get people involved in science, including a huge science festival on the South Bank in London. During those last 350 years, the Royal Society has been celebrating important and visionary scientists, supporting emerging talent and inspiring children about science and maths. Its history is closely linked with the history of science as a whole, and hopefully we can look forward to at least another 350 years of successful patronage, education and inspiration.
That was Sarah Castor-Perry looking back to this week in 1660 and the first meeting of the Royal Society. And that's all we have for this Naked Scientist Newsflash, which was produced by me, Ben Valsler, and featured Helen Scales, Dave Ansell, Chris Smith, Sarah Castor-Perry, and our guest, Dr. Brian Jicks from the University of British Columbia. You can read all about these stories and more on our website at thenakedscientist.com, where you can also find all of our other podcasts. We'll be back with another roundup of science news very soon.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.